I want to share with you an incredible story that happened this last Friday night. Someone told me he knows this person personally, was in a machlokes with someone. They were not on talking terms. And this person went away for the summer. He was away for 2 months. After 2 months, he came back to the city this past Friday night, and he went into shul, and he saw this person, and this was not a planned act. He just saw him, and like, on the spot, he hadn't seen him for 2 months. He said, Shalom Aleichem. The person looked at him for a second, like, couldn't believe the guy was saying Shalom Aleichem to him. And he said back, Aleichem Shalom. And then he said, how was your summer? How's everything? And they started schmoozing. And then after davening, they continued schmoozing, and they made up. What I took out in a very, very powerful lesson from this story, sometimes we're in a disagreement with someone, whether there's a good reason or whether there's not a good reason. But then the disagreement just goes on and on, and then it becomes a matter of fact of life that this person I ignore. That when this person comes down the road or comes near my seat in shul, I look the other way. Over here, what happened was that because this person went away for 2 months, it was like he came back and without even thinking, oh, 2 months passed. The last 2 months I wasn't ignoring you. I forgot. It almost becomes like a minig. I'm supposed to ignore you. But for the last 2 months, I wasn't practicing that minig to ignore you. I just didn't see you for 2 months. So all of a sudden, it became like, okay, Shalom Aleichem. And then you made up just like that. Now, when everyone is coming back from the mountains, and most people came back from the mountains right now, after Shabbos. So this coming Shabbos, people are going to be seeing people in shul, if they weren't in the same bungalow colony with them, people they haven't seen for a couple months. This is an unbelievable time if somebody has a disagreement with someone. If someone looks at someone the wrong way and that's it, I don't talk to you. Or even if I talk to you, not so extreme, but I just, you know, I'm not friendly with you. That's because it became accepted like that. This is the way I'm used to doing things. I'm just used to ignoring you, or I'm used to not being friendly with you. You may not even remember why. Now's a time to start over. For the last 2 months, you have not been in the habit of ignoring this person. You have not been in the habit for just giving him a very curt, short hello and then looking the other way or not spending any time schmoozing with him. Now you've broken that habit because for 2 months you didn't see his face. Now is mamish an opportune time. Now's a real, real good time that a person can break out of that habit of not getting along with that person, because for the last 2 months you weren't practicing not getting along with him. You weren't looking at him. The same goes for a neighbor. The same thing goes for all people that you haven't seen for the last 2 months. And we all know by the machloikis of Korach v'Adosai what it says, that even Rachmana Litzlan, even the little tinoikis, even the mamish, the people that were pashat menuka, clean from any chait, when it comes to chait of machloikis, Rachmana Litzlan, the ramifications, even they got swallowed up from the ground. Rashi says, the terrible tragedy, what happens for machloikis. So what could be better right now? We just started the chodesh of Elul, after Rosh Chodesh. We're just blowing shofar now. We're just starting to say L'David. What better time could there be that we're coming back with a fresh start to undo machloikis that we have with neighbors or with people in shul, and to make shalom? And we all know Hamavarech as Amu Yisrael b'shalom. All the Hashem says, it says that there's no kli bracha that Hashem found that brings a greater kli amachzik bracha like shalom. Now's the time when we come with a fresh start, back from the mountains, people that we didn't see, to go ahead and give a shalom aleichem and to start a new page. And with that, we could bring the bracha of shalom into the chodesh of Elul. And what greater schos could we have for Rosh Hashanah coming in that we made shalom?